Magandang araw po mga kababayan. Welcome to another episode of Usapang Pinoy, brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster, and thank you for tuning in to our episode today in Usapang Pinoy. Today's episode is a continuation of our series on Filipino small businesses, particularly the food industry. Ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay si Nia Hammer, founder and owner of Manalo's Bakery. Mapapakinggan po natin ang istorya ng Manalo's at kung bakit ito ay napakasikat sa ating komunidad. As you know, we have plenty of bakers in the Filipino-American community. Each one of them has a unique story of challenges and success. Ngayon po, bago ko siya tawagin, narito po ang ating mga public service announcements. On Saturday, April 4th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Greater Atlanta will hold its 2026 Philam Spring Picnic at Picnicville Park, Danny Cochran Pavilion, 4758 Old Peachtree Road, Peachtree Corners, Georgia, 30071. On Saturday, April 11th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saranay Club of Greater Atlanta will hold its Easter Egg Hunt Picnic at Mount Carmel Park, Pavilion 2, Mount Carmel Road, Northampton, Georgia, 30228. On Sunday, April 12th, from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m., the OFW Georgia will hold its launching at Lucky Shoals Park, 4651 Britt Road, Norcross, Georgia, 30098. Everyone is invited. On Saturday, May 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Georgia Asian Times presents the 2026 AAPI Summit in celebration of the AAP Heritage Month. This will be held at UGA Gwinnett in Lawrenceville. Please secure your tickets at https://gasiantimes.com/pbod. And lastly, nominations for the GAT 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia is now open. The deadline for nominations is April 15, 2026, and please limit nominations to one per individual, and self-nomination is prohibited. Please go to the Georgia Asian Times website to do the online nomination. Ngayon po, ako'y magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, it is my pleasure to introduce to you our guest, Nia Hammer, the founder and owner of Manalo's Bakery. A graduate of the University of Georgia with a degree in mathematics, Nia brings a thoughtful, data-driven approach to building a community-centered food business. As a Filipino-American entrepreneur, raised in a military family, Nia's background shaped her independence, adaptability, and strong sense of work ethic. She founded Manalo's to create space for Filipino representation in Georgia's growing food scene, where Filipino voices remain underrepresented. Nia believes everything she built should be done with intention. For her, authenticity means providing good food to good people while honoring the cultural values that shape her work, from camaraderie to discipline. Through Manalo's, she is focused on building community, creating meaningful experiences, and contributing to the broader conversation around AAPI entrepreneurship in Georgia. Welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Nia.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. We are excited to hear from you, so let's go ahead with our questions. Can you tell our listeners what inspired you to get into the food business?
Honestly, a couple of things. So my Lola, she owned a caring dairy in Pampanga, like in the 60s. And my mother actually owns a bakery here in Georgia. There was no question when I decided to start a business. I had done so many food sales at the University of Georgia to raise money by selling Filipino food to other students to help with our annual culture show. And it's something that I really enjoyed. So after I graduated and started working in corporate, I was kind of missing that face-to-face interaction where, you know, I got to share part of our culture with people who may have never heard of Filipino food before.
That's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry I interrupted you.
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I was missing that part of what I did at the University of Georgia. And, you know, my mother and my Lola, they both encouraged me, like, oh, well, you know, we're fantastic cooks. You know, you're a fantastic
yes.
cook. So
that's
why
great.
Not do something?
You know, the thing that they say about the Filipinos is that because there's not a lot of business owners compared to the other Asian communities, that if you don't belong to a business family, you're not thinking that I'm going to grow up and have my own business. You're thinking about education, getting a profession. But for people like you who were born in a business family, then it's automatic. So that's wonderful. So when did you launch Manalo's Filipino Bake Shop, and how has it been going so far?
We launched it in April of 2022, and that was at the Filipino Food Month pop-up at Waller's Coffee. And there were a ton of people that showed up. Honestly, I think we made like less than 100 items, and
wow.
I spent the whole night thinking, oh, is anyone even going to buy this? Like, they don't even know who I am, but we sold out in 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And it was an incredible feeling. I mean, there were thousands of people who showed up to that pop-up, and it was the most amazing feeling. You know, you're next to all of these other entrepreneurs that, you know, I'd never heard of before, and I just got this rush, and I wanted to keep doing it. I wanted to keep feeding people, honestly.
Yeah, and you've been very successful because you're one of the most popular bake shops in the community. When you say Manalo's, everybody knows. So, yes.
Oh, really?
Congratulations. Yeah, and you know, there's a huge Filipino community in Georgia, as you know, but everybody in each community, in each organization know about Manalo's. So,
oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. You make us proud. Tell us about the challenges of owning a bake shop.
I think like anything, you know, there's always challenges. And for me, the two biggest have been rising costs. So, you know, not just food, not just labor, but for services and transaction fees and things like that. Really wanting to keep the price accessible to people. You know, I don't want to charge $8 for show pal.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, we have to make sure that we're at least breaking even or, you know, making some profit to put back into the business. So it's been tricky, I think, trying to walk that tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
But less about finances, I would say, is also social media. It can be really easy, I think, to compare yourself to other businesses and, you know, look at who's trending and what is trending, and I think that can really get in someone's head.
Right.
I know when we first started, I would check like, oh, who saw this? Who liked this? Is anyone commenting? But I think that really just made me more anxious than anything. So it's definitely been a learning process to really take a step back and post it, forget about it. If people comment, great. You know, if they don't, we'll try next time. Like, what matters is that you're doing something.
That's
rather
right.
Than just thinking about doing it.
That's right. And it's the quality of your products that makes it click and what makes Filipinos really love it. It's not really, yeah, there's a lot of competition out there with social media and stuff. But again, as I said, because you are sincere with what you do, the intent is there. And then your quality of your products, there's no question people are going to like it. So
yeah.
Will you please let our listeners know what is included in your menu and what are the popular and in-demand items?
We sell a lot of different merienda. So sweet, savory, we have some regional kapampangan things, as well as some Southern American fusion. But our more popular items, I would say, you know, are empanadas. We do a lot of siopao. Those are really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our fusion items, like our pandan or ube cinnamon rolls. We have ube brownies, ube flan cake. So
wow,
a good mix.
I did see pictures of your products, and they were they really look very attractive and very yummy. So what I would like for you to do after we release this is to send me like a flyer, pictures of your products, and maybe we can post that on Usapang Pinoy.
Sure, of course.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you. So what advice do you have for aspiring food business owners or entrepreneurs looking to enter the world of food industry?
I would say be prepared to wear every single hat and be prepared to not know how to do half of it. You know, no one is going to care as much about your business as you are. And when you're starting, you know, you don't have all this money to hire someone for social media and, you know, do your accounting and everything like that. So you just have to go out there and do it and learn and, you know, be willing to fail and get back up, you know, meet people, get their advice, learn from them, humble yourself. And it's really not just about cooking the food. You know, it's about every single step in between you getting up in the morning and then going to bed at the end of the day. Like, there's just so much you don't think about. Mm-hmm. But not to scare you out of wanting to start a business, but just be open and willing to learn.
Right.
You're not going to know what to do.
Right. And that's very good advice, because people have to be real. You don't, you dream, you put your goals in, but there is, coupled with that is hard work. So, but thank you for being real and letting them know what is true. It's not all clouds, right?
Yeah.
But if you have the determination, like you will succeed.
I think so. And
yes.
A fantastic community.
Right,
support.
Right. So before I let you go, can you provide our listeners with your website and how they can contact you?
Yeah. So we do have a website, manalosbakery.com. And we're also very active on social media. So you can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Manalos Bakery. You can feel free to send us a message. And we do take online orders. So just
great. Also, please let them know your physical address so they know where to go, and any last announcements that you want to share.
Of course. So we're a pop-up, and we don't have one specific location, but we are often at the Virginia Highlands Farmers Market, as well as the Chinatown Night Market. And like I mentioned before, you can find us online or several of our products at local businesses like Ash Coffee.
Okay, great. If you want to, you can also send me your these places where you pop up in the schedule so that we can also share that to the community.
Of course.
Well, thank you. So with that said, I will let you go. I really appreciate you coming on to Usapang Pinoy, and good luck, and we will see you soon.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you again, Jane.
Thank you, Nia. Welcome back, mga kababayan. Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating guest na si Nia Hammer for sharing her journey with us, including the triumphs and challenges. Maraming salamat, Nia. Ngayon po, bago ako magpaalam, narito po ang ilang Pinoy trivia questions. The Philippine trivia questions, kailangang sagutin po ninyo sa Usapang Pinoy FB page. The first person who would answer it correctly will receive a shout-out from Usapang Pinoy sa FB page. O din-advertise pa kayo. And babangkitin ko rin po kayo sa susunod na podcast. So, narito po ang mga tanong. First one, easily earning her social work merit badge, Josefa Llanes Escoda founded the Philippines branch of WATH Youth Organization. Number two, Bicol, Tagalog, and Mansakan are languages spoken in the central part of which southern Asian archipelago. Number three, with over 1.39 billion SMS messages sent daily in the country, the Philippines has been frequently named as the text capital of the world. The acronym SMS is short for what three-word texting term? Ang pang-apat, Cebu in the Philippines is home to a cross that was believed to be planted in 1521 by what Spanish explorer during his circumnavigation of the world? So, and lastly, what fort in Manila, Philippines, built in 1593 by Miguel Lopez de Legazpi for Spain, shares its name with the capital of Chile? So, in our next episode po, sasabihin ko ang mga sagot ng mga tanong na ito. Yun lang po mga kaibigan. Hari naway nagustuhan ninyo ang ating yugto ngayong araw na ito. Sa susunod po ulit, hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.